The record holder for most yardage from scrimmage as a running back, as a quarterback, as any position. He is the rushing maniac. He is Harvey Unga. What's up, Harvey?
What's up? What's going on? How are you guys?
Oh, we're living right. We're living good, man. We wanted to get caught up on all of the fun that you had down in Arizona. Did you go solo? Did you bring family? Did you take a little vacay, or is this a business trip?
It was a business trip, for sure. I hadn't seen my family or anybody for about 3 weeks. I was out in Hawaii for a while.
You were in
this morning.
You were in Hawaii? What island were you on, Harv? And were you vacationing? Were you training in Hawaii?
Just trying to get ready for this thing, and there's does some training, so I went out there with him and did some stuff. It's Hawaii, so I couldn't complain about anything except the training. It sucked. it was one of the hardest things I was going through, but being away from the family was rough and whatnot, but. I'm grateful to be back home and see my wife and kids and be able to just chill out for a little bit and relax and see how everything unfolds.
So how did everything go today, Harvey? And people are pretty familiar with the normal combine, but how did things go for you guys?
Man, to be honest, I felt great. I thought it was awesome. With the running back group that we had, there was only 10 of us. And they actually ran us through the 40 and position drills really fast in comparison to other positions, which was, I didn't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing. It was great that they got us through, but then it made me wonder, like, are they getting us through because they don't care to see us or or whatnot? But, all in all, I felt it went well. I felt, it was a good combine, had fun out there. Did well in the drills and whatnot, and the 40 was kind of rough. It was rough for everybody, so it made me feel better when I saw that. But it was good. All in all, it was a nice opportunity to get out there in front of all the teams and stuff.
Well, and that's a point that we were making earlier on in the show. When I look at guys that are only 1 year or 2 years removed that ran 4.65s, and all of a sudden they're 5/10ths. Slower and their 40. I'm like, this is there's something amiss here.
Harvey, before you realized that, what went through your head? Before you realized that everybody was getting time slow, before you had a chance to compare, like, what went through your head when you heard your time?
Well, before I heard anybody else's time, in my mind, I was like, I really couldn't believe what I had heard or what I had seen. Shortly after seeing all the other numbers of the other guys, I was like, all right, never mind. if it's wrong for one and it's wrong for the rest of us, then, I can deal with that. But, if my time was the only one that was slow or wasn't good, obviously, I'd be pissed. I'd be mad. I'd definitely be more heartbroken, if anything, about that.
Talk to me about this new technology that they employ, these like little wristbands, and did they explain anything to you as to how it worked, how it functioned? What did it look like? Was it heavy? Give us some info and insight on that.
So it was like one of those, you seen those power balance bands?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked exactly like that. It was a power balance band. On one end, like one side of it was just a big circle, and you had to put the circle up to the scanner. And then once the scanner gave you a green light, you're ready to go. And they had this beam, like this little bar that they set in the turf, and you had to place your hand on that bar and listen for the first beep. And then once the first beep went off, then it lets you know you're ready to go. But the thing is, with that, it starts your 40 as soon as your hand comes off of that.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, like, and to be honest, if I knew that was the case and that was going to happen, I probably should have just ran out of a 2-point stance. I know this sounds probably dumb to people, but if they saw what the technology was and how the the lasers worked, I guarantee I would have ran a 4.5 if they would have let me run in a 2-point stance. I can guarantee that.
Did the thought cross your mind, like, when you were running back after, like, maybe your first 40? How many 40s did you get to run? Just two?
We only ran two. Yeah, we only ran two. It did cross my mind, to be honest, but I wouldn't know if I didn't want to be that guy that was like, oh, well, look at this. The Harvard's running a 4.5. All these dudes are running 4.7s. You know, he's cheated the system. So we can't use, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be that guy. But in my mind, I'm thinking, look, if I got my front foot on that bar and I'm about to take off, and that's, you know, that's my back foot, essentially, after my back foot goes forward, I'm taking off already a yard and a half ahead, if not more, on my first step, and then my foot comes off that bar, that beam.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, you know, I've already got a huge advantage. Whereas opposed to a lot of times, you know, when you're running your 40, you pick up your hand right away, and then you take your first step, because you're swinging your arm back to get your leg forward. So I don't know. Like I said, there's probably so many ways you could have cheated it, and then they would have been like, well, how did he run it out of a 2-point stance and ran that fast? Well, I mean, when you got a yard and a half step, you know, ahead of everybody else, it definitely changes the whole game. But hindsight's 20, so you live with it, you move on. But when it came to the field drills, I think that definitely probably helped me out a lot more than anything else.
Harvey, was everything else the same? Did you do a pro agility? Did you do the L drill? Did you do bench and everything, or was it different that way?
No, they didn't do it. So we got in Saturday night, and they gave us our schedule, and they took all of that stuff off. Mind you, I was training for the you know, how many weeks on, you know, getting ready for my pro agility, the L cone, my broad and my vert, when all they had to do was just the 40 and position drill. So I wasted countless amounts of hours getting ready for these other drills when I should have just worked on my 40 and learning how to take a step, keeping my hand on the ground.
Harvey Unga, former BYU great, on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. The player personnel director, I believe, I think he's over development of NFL personnel, Burke. Matt Burke, I believe, is the former NFL guy. Was he the mastermind behind this, and was he the one that reached out to you and or your agent to get the setup? And do you think that they took this seriously, and were the coaching staffs and the GMs and the scouts, were they taking this veteran combine seriously?
You know, I think Matt definitely took this very seriously. We had a meeting the night before the combine, and he definitely expressed his gratitude and how sincere he was about, you know, trying to get us veterans an opportunity and a real shot to, you know, to really exhaust you know, this dream that we're fighting for, that we're pushing for, and that we're working for. And you can tell, you can feel it, you know, when someone's sincere and when they're speaking, you can feel it. And I definitely felt that you know, that genuine sincerity when he was speaking to us. But with the GMs and the other scouts and stuff, none of us even spoke to them. They kept everything anonymous. They didn't talk to any of the players. So I don't even know if they thought, you know, this is worth, you know, going to, giving a shot or whatever. But in my opinion, if you're a scout in Boston or a GM or a head coach out in Philly or New York, why wouldn't you want to come to Arizona and get a little golfing in and get out of the negative 16-degree weather?
All right, explain to us. Oh, sorry. Explain to us. Like what's next for you? Sitting in your situation, I don't think a lot of people are familiar with what you're looking at, what you're hoping to do, because the practice squad option, you got to go on to active roster. Kind of explain the process of what's going to happen with Harvey Unga for the next couple of months.
So right now, it really is just a waiting game, and this happened to me last offseason as well when I went to a regional combine. You know, you kind of wait around and wait to see how the draft pans out. where guys, you know, kind of fall into place as far as numbers and everything. And then really just waiting to see if there's a team out there that, you know, that's going to give me an opportunity to go out there and either go through OTAs with them or go through, you know, a mini camp or something like that in the spring. And then if not, then, you know, wait to see if someone wants to invite me to fall camp. But that's, I mean, as far as everything else goes, it's a waiting game from here on. I do have 1 year of practice squad eligibility, which kind of helps me, you know, in case the team wants to take me in for, you know, a lot less money, you know, kind of test the waters and see, you know, how I fit in with the system and stuff like that. You know, there's that eligibility there. So it, you know, helps me out, but, you know, if a team decides they want to activate me, I will not complain about that either.
Tell us how you did in the position drills, because I think that's probably the most important. You know, after looking at the 40 times and how everyone stacked up against each other, to me, that's what's going to separate you. What did you do in those position drills, and how did you do it?
So I think the one thing that helped me out a ton was I was the heaviest guy there.
Oh yeah.
And I, you know, for my times that I had,
what did you weigh, Harvey?
I weighed in at 238.
Okay.
And you know, out of the fullbacks and running backs, I was one of the heaviest ones. And you know, I with the back drills, I felt like I kept up just as fine with all the running backs and everybody. They had us, you know, doing stuff over bags, making cuts here and there. You know, I felt smooth in doing all those things. I felt good. They emphasize on us, you know, as soon as you get done with the drill, run down the field and then jog back. And not to knock on the other guys, but I was the only one pretty much, like, you know, dead sprinting down the end and then jogging back. A lot of the other dudes were kind of walking back, taking their time and stuff. And luckily, you know, the guys that were running it, they noticed it and, you know, said, they chirped in my ear a little bit, and they were like, you know, good job, we noticed you're the only one really running back, and you look like you're in great shape. So it was good to hear that kind of stuff. You know, it made me happy to see, you know, the hard work. You know, someone noticed it, even if it was just me jogging back and, you know, looking like I was in good shape and not winded. We had one of the fullbacks, he threw up on the field out there during the drills. Because he was so gassed. And so to me, I was like, oh, this is awesome. You know, I'm making me look great.
Keep on puking, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Harv, did you have a chance to talk to Vic out there, and how did he do?
Oh, yeah. Vic and I were talking the whole time. You know, we went out to dinner actually yesterday with Max Hall and his family and stuff. And, we were just chatting about the whole thing, and Vic did great. I mean, I got to watch him run his 40s. He looked really fast. He looked lean. You know, physically, he looked great. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see him do position drills because we ran our 40s right after they did. But from the sounds of things, you know, he felt he did well. I'm sure he killed it. You know, looking at the other linebackers, there wasn't anyone else size-wise in comparison to him. You know, he looked a lot bigger, stronger than all the other linebackers. And like I said, he ran well. So I'm sure, you know, Vic will definitely get a call here in the short future, I'm assuming.
But yeah, how did
you know,
his
all
40,
in all, I think he did great.
How did his 40 compare to everyone else? I mean, I look at the 40s of the running backs, Harv, and, you know, they had you down at a 4.94, but you were the heaviest, and then I look at a guy like Sierre Wood, who's like 30 pounds lighter than you. He ran a 4.93. You know, even you know, Felix Jones, who is, you know, coming out of college, was like a 4.3 guy. He's still probably a legitimate 4.45. He ran a 4.8.
Sure.
You know, so you know, how did Vic's 40 look in comparison? Did he have a competitive advantage as you did? He was the biggest, the heaviest, and he still ran a comparable 40?
Yeah, by far. I think, to be honest, a lot of the dudes, the linebackers that I saw, they looked really stiff watching them run. There were a few that actually looked pretty fluid and looked like they ran some fast times. but they also look like they weighed 190 to 200 mm-hmm. pounds. So, you know, to Victor Vanders, like I said, he had the size, and in my eyes, I felt he had the speed over a lot of the linebackers over there. And I don't know what his times were, but I feel, you know, I think he did really well. He looked like he was, you know, moving out there. So, I don't know. All in all, I think Vic had a good day. I'm sure he did.
Harvey Unga, former BYU great and current NFL prospect, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Give us an update on how Max is doing. I know he's doing some coaching. We had Dennis Pitta on about a month ago or so ago, and he gave us an update. How's he doing?
Max is great, man. He's doing awesome. He, Kins, and the kids, they're doing great. It was fun to catch up with him. He looks like he's put on about 20 pounds of muscle. The guy looks like a meathead now, which is good. You know, it's awesome. It was funny talking to him because he's like, I wish I would have lifted a lot more in college because I feel awesome now. He's like, I feel the strongest I've ever felt. I look stronger. I look more mean. Like, I could have taken a lot more hits and not, you know, felt them. But, you know, he's same old Max. It, you know, it was good to see, you know, his true personality come out and you know, just to see him living his life and being happy. And he's been coaching. He does a couple quarterback training sessions, I guess. He's training a couple different quarterbacks and stuff. And he's he's been throwing to a couple different kids that are coming out of college and that are going into you know, working with wide receivers, throwing for them and stuff. And it's funny because he was joking about it, but he was like, I should have just showed up to the Cardinals facility, took my shirt off, and started throwing the rock, just throwing that football around over there and let those guys know I'm ready.
It sounds like with that extra 20 pounds of muscle, he might be kind of that eye test guy like Brady Quinn. Brady Quinn, when he rips off the T-shirt, man, there's always oohing and aahing from the scouts. I don't know how well he threw the ball at the combine, but I'm sure Max can throw it a little bit better than him.
Hey, I wouldn't pass it by Max. Max can throw the rock, and I, you know, just seeing how he is now, the guy looks like he's probably in the best shape of his life right now, but better than college. So.
Well, he's always had that build. I remember the winter going into his senior year, our senior year, and he was starting. He like started watching his nutrition, few supplements, and he started to get a little stacked. So he's got the frame for it.
Yeah, no, for sure. He was kind of puffing his chest out, you know, trying to show me and Vic he's got a little bit of a mini barrel in his chest now. So he's definitely feeling himself. That's for sure.
We're in full swing for spring football, and I got to get your opinion on these running backs, in particular Algie Brown. He's been highlighted from Taysom Hill comments, Mark Yatawaya, Coach Anai. Tell me what Algie has been doing this off season to improve, and what do you expect from him this season?
You know, talking with Marky and a couple of the other guys, from what it sounds like, I think he's definitely perfecting his route running ability and also just getting into better shape. I think he knows that he's going to take quite a bit of the load this year. You know, not to take away from Jamal. I know Jamal's going to take a ton of the load as well. But to have that kind of dynamic backfield between those two, you know, it's sky's the limit for Coach and I, and we all know how he runs his offense with his running backs. You know, once the backs kind of get going and stuff, it definitely helps open up the offense a lot. And Algie's one of those dangerous guys that, you know, he can run between the tackles, but, you know, at the same time, you can also have him drop out of the backfield and run some option routes. He's got great hands. He can pass block. You know, so he's definitely a multi-threat kind of guy, as well as Jamal, too. You know, we all know what Jamal can do. We all know what he's capable of. And then he's got that, you know, that X factor of you know, making big plays and making big runs and stuff. So, you know, I think between he and Algie, it's going to be awesome. But Algie's a stud, man. I think he's a great student of the game, very, very humble kid, and very coachable kid. from what Marky's saying, and I'm excited for him this season as well too. I think he's going to kill it this season.
John, could you cue up the happiness sound or the happy sound from Coach and I? I want to get Harv's opinion on Coach and I and the word happy. Today he was asked if he was happy with the development of the offensive line and where they were at, and this is what he had to say.
What kind of question is that? Our defense is a stud, and every play you just hang up to your...
Not that one, John.
That was a good one, too,
that,
though.
That was a really good one.
He called like, wait a minute.
They called the defense a stud, but this is what he had to say about being happy.
Happy? That's a term that I really don't know much about.
Oh, man. That sounds about right.
Harvey, how much do you...
Right. I don't know much about that.
How much do you miss that?
Oh, that was like, you know, guys that we have our little thread with. And I think some of the most memorable things come from Coach and I's offensive meetings. I miss that more than anything. Just listening to some of his analogies and some of the metaphors that he has, I'm like, where does this guy get this stuff from? It's mind-boggling how he comes up with some of the stuff. But just listening to him say that, it brings back some fun memories of listening to him speak to us in meetings. That's hilarious.
Harvey, we appreciate you coming on with us here. I'm sure you had a you did a tremendous job. Just looking at the comparable times, and then from what we've gathered as far as your position work was concerned, I think you have a pretty dang good chance right now to get a call, especially because of how big you came in and how in shape you were while still being the biggest guy there. So, Harvey, we look forward to following the rest of your career, brother. As always, it's our pleasure to have you here on Cougar Sports ESPN 960, brother.
I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.